Good day, tokers and tokettes, and oh, we're awfully loud there. We're awfully loud. Wow, that's loud. That's really, really loud. How can I make that less loud? Too loud. Too loud. Too loud. Too loud. That's better. There we go. Now we're finding it. Now we're finding it. Check one, two. Check one, two. All right. Hey, everybody. Radical Russ here at the International Cannabis Business Conference in San Francisco at the Hyatt Regency. Joining us here at the CannabisRadio.com desk, we've got Kimmy Chronic. Kim, how are you doing?
I'm great. It's so nice to be here, Russ. Thanks for having us.
And introduce your friend who's here as well.
I'd like to introduce Jenny Chiavetta.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jenny. Nice to meet you. And tell folks about why you're here at the International Cannabis Business Conference. What's happening?
So we both work for a company called Kush, and Kush is the brainchild of Steve Cubby, who was the manager of Prop 215.
Sure.
And he's actually cured his own cancer with a cryogenic extraction. We basically pour liquid nitrogen over a raw live plant and capture all the acid forms. This particular genetics that we use is high in CBGA, so we're seeing the CBD didn't quite completely unfold. We have very high THCA in acid forms, and Steve Cubby took it for 2 months to cure his cancer, so we're bringing that to market.
Can you explain to listeners who might not know, what do we mean when we're talking about acids? Because they'll know that there's THC and CBD, but when you start throwing that A on the end of it, maybe some people don't know what that means.
Right, that's a very good question. So basically, when the plant is living, live, green, underneath the beautiful sun or lights, we have the acid forms. We have CBDA, CBGA, and these compounds are going to go through an enzymatic process called decarboxylation, and they're going to lose an O2 molecule. THCA becomes THC. This is now something you can get high from. Then the THCA is lost during that conversion.
I see. So this is that process everybody talks about when they're making edibles, where they have to decarboxylate.
That's right.
Because the THCA, if you just throw a bud in a cookie, it's not going to do anything.
It's not going to get you high. That's right.
So I think people understand that with the THC maybe from the edibles work. How does it make CBD or CBG different?
Well, I think that with CBG, it's a precursor to CBD.
Okay.
So we're finding a lot of medicinal value that hasn't really been studied yet.
Okay.
And we believe by the flash freezing of all the cannabinoids, there's a lot of cannabinoids we can't test for yet. There's no standards in place.
Sure.
So we believe that we're preserving the entire plant, the full spectrum of cannabinoids, even ones we can't tell exist yet.
Oh, okay. So the other thing, too, is CBG. Might be new to people. I think some people are becoming aware CBD is helpful for epileptics and certain arthritics. Where is CBG showing promise?
So CBG, as you may know, is a precursor to CBD. And this is a landrace strain that was from Colombia and part of the synthesizing from CBG did not happen to go into CBD. We do believe that CBG or cannabigiol is responsible for maybe some of the things CBD was getting credit for, such as it is an antiviral, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, and it has helped one person we know put his cancer into remission.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So Kush is the group that you're with. What is your goal? Are you promoting a product, education, a little both?
Our goal is education, but mainly to help people with our product, to help gain some success stories. So it's not quite as anecdotal as helping one person with cancer. We want to put out our medicine at a wholesale price and help people cure cancer, possibly arthritis, gout, diabetes. So we're really putting the product out there at a wholesale price to try to just get people to get healthy.
Excellent. All right. So if people want information on this, how do they contact you or find you online?
Well, we are at KushResearch.com.
KushResearch.com. Jenny, anything you want to add?
It's really great to be here. It's really exciting to meet other business owners and other successful entrepreneurs in the industry, And so today's a big networking between a lot of different brains. It's pretty exciting to be here.
Can you introduce us to this fabulous canine companion?
Oh, yes. This is Cole, our canine companion.
Hi. Say hi, Cole. He just licked the mic.
Licked the mic. That'll do. I've had worse things happen. Kim, Jenny, thank you so much for joining us here on CannabisRadio.com and the Russ Belville Show. And we'll talk to you throughout the rest of this event. It's very fascinating stuff on these new cannabinoids and new ways of preserving them. And I like the idea that you're flash freezing because there might be stuff we don't even know yet.
Yeah, we have like less than 1% THC, so we're definitely not trying to get anybody high. It's purely medicinal. And I'm glad to be here, and thanks for having us, Russ.
All right, thank you so much, and stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with more from the International Cannabis Business Conference right here in San Francisco, California.